Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I want to get to the Irish language because according to the poll in the journal.ie, 53% of people believe it still should be compulsory, even though parents are choosing to go to psychologists just to get a label on their child for being maybe dyslexic or whatever it happens to be, so they can get an exemption against the language. Now, they don't want an exemption against French or German, so clearly there's nothing wrong with them. It's fraudulent, but people are doing it so their children don't have to do Irish. Because, as we know, Irish is a language that's compulsory in Irish schools. And a lot of people are saying, well, why? Because we don't need it. 99% of jobs, courses, college courses, don't need Irish. They only put Irish in as a compulsory term to get the course, or a compulsory language to say to get the course, because we're in Ireland and just that's the law. And I'm asking you, should we stop this nonsense of it being compulsory just to preserve the language? Let me know what you think. Yes, you believe we should stop this nonsense. Or no, you believe, Niall, it's not nonsense. We need to keep the Irish language there. Let me know what you think. The number is 0871880008. That's 0871880008. Let me go to Noel. Noel, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Noel?
How's it going?
Noel, I'm surprised that 50, according to this poll, and there's about 5,000 people on so far, 52% of people want to keep it as being compulsory. I didn't think it would have been that high.
I didn't think it would be that high myself either, but I do think it should be compulsory in the primary school.
Yeah.
However, I don't think a parent should have to pay anything towards for books or anything else. Mm. And also, in the last year, children should be sent to the Gaeltacht for a week at the expense of the government.
Okay.
Not parents.
I'm not going to completely disagree with you there, but what happens when they get to secondary school?
That's elective then, if they wish to continue it.
Well, then I'm agreeing with you. I mean, and I think most people probably would agree with that. And a lot of people would agree with it. But in saying that, you know, when we get to secondary school, a lot of people still think it should be compulsory in secondary school as well, because it's part of who we are, our heritage, a part of, you know, being Irish.
Is history compulsory?
Well, you must not compulsory, but in most schools you must do either history or geography, don't you? Yeah.
Okay. Well, I presume so. Yeah, but I mean,
The thing about it is, you have to do 8 subjects. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. But I mean, does a language have to be one, or does it have to be Irish? Is that what the question is?
Well, I think nowadays for a lot of courses you must have two languages, isn't it? I mean, Irish being one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to have, you know, so a lot of kids will pick Spanish or French or German as well, which most kids tend to do better at than Irish.
Well, I think that if it's Irish, it should be free then within the secondary and the primary if the government want to make it compulsory.
Mm-hmm.
So they shouldn't have to pay for any books, they shouldn't have to pay for anything else apart from just the study time that they do themselves. But if they make it compulsory, then yeah, that should be maybe what they should do. Anything that's compulsory is free.
Well, stay there for a second, because let me go to Annette. Annette, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Annette?
Hello, Niall. Welcome back. Hope you're recovered.
Well, just about there now.
Plenty garlic in your diet and you'll get no flus.
Bit of garlic in my diet, all right.
Plenty garlic, but all right. You'll have lots of enemies.
I will have lots of enemies. There'll be a crowd around me. But Annette, I mean, in relation to the Irish language, I know you're obviously a fan of it, but I mean, for a lot of people, you know, in secondary school who say who want to do sciences or technologies or computer sciences, sure, Irish is of no value to them if they don't want to do it.
Irish is part of our national identity, and I would have Irish compulsory up as far as junior cert.
Right,
After that then. Like, I'll give you my situation. We spent 6 years in Zimbabwe.
Right.
All our children kept up with we didn't do the Irish with them when we were in Zimbabwe.
And when were we in Zimbabwe? Was it Rhodesia or was it Zimbabwe?
It was Zimbabwe, 86 to 92.
Oh, okay. All right, okay.
Yeah, and the children all came back and we just let them back into the class that they had left, well, a different year, of course, that they had left. And they all got on very well in their Irish. Now, any help they wanted, we gave it to them, but we didn't send them for grinds or anything else. And they did. And now I find that they're all abroad. I've nobody in Ireland. That they're all, every now and then, they will say to Dad, you know, how would you say this in Irish? How would you say that in Irish?
But it's nice. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a nice romantic notion to know that you know the language. I mean, I'd love to speak Irish. I'd love to know the language. I have a clue.
Every now and then.
If you come here on a holiday night, Michael will speak Irish to you the whole time.
Yeah, but in saying that, I don't need it. I don't, like, for this job, for example, I don't need Irish.
It would be nice to have it, though.
But what? But it would be nice. But nice doesn't make you good at your job. What I'm saying is, like, my son, for example, is doing computer science. He has no need for Irish. He doesn't need Irish. But yet, most people who go into that course have to have Irish to get the course. And yet, you'll never use Irish. It doesn't make an awful lot of sense. So,
well, he may use Irish later on if he marries someone like I did.
Yeah, but that's a different situation. It has nothing to do with his career. You know what I mean? So, I mean, why should we discount people? There are people out there who are just not good at languages and they're not getting into college courses where they don't even need Irish just because they don't know Irish.
Yeah, I wouldn't agree with that now totally. Mm. I would just say that the Irish is part of our national. And we did, Michael and myself, used it in Zimbabwe every so often if we didn't want the people to know what
and that's great. That's wonderful, but that was your personal choice. And that's wonderful.
But I also found that the children weren't long picking it up because when we didn't want them to hear what we were saying, they weren't long learning it.
No, they learn fairly quick when they want to know what you're saying about them. I mean,
absolutely.
Okay, but and I'm agreeing with nearly everything you're saying as well, you know, and with Noel too. But the point is, I agree with it, but why make it compulsory? That was your choice and that's a wonderful choice you made.
Of course, anything that's compulsory, it's repugnant.
Well, this is what happens, isn't it?
Yeah. No matter what we do,
yeah,
the compulsion that's wrong. And I think if there was more of the oral language rather than sitting down grammatically stuff, then you might get more people enjoying it.
Yeah, because if I suddenly started, somebody rightly says, Niall, I couldn't listen to you if you were talking in Irish. You're right. If I suddenly started, you know, if I suddenly brought on to talk about something, you know, in the news, somebody from Sinn Féin, and they insisted that I interview them in Irish, which I've heard on radio, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose 50% of the listeners to the radio station because they've no idea what we're talking about. At least 50% of them will just abandon me.
Yes, I can understand your side of it there, your side of the argument, but I still think we need our own national identity. We don't need another country's language to give us our identity.
But it's not another country's language.
It is, really.
Well, it's not. It's the most spoken language in the world. Well, no, that's a lie, actually. Mandarin Chinese is. But it's the most acceptable language in the world, the English language.
And I know, like Michael was a scientist and he didn't need it for his work. But he needed it when he was refereeing matches in the Gaelic.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Well, hang on, because Anne, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Anne?
Hi.
How you doing, Anne? Do you believe it should be compulsory?
Oh, God, no. No way. I mean, I myself went to an all-Irish school. And I sent my girl to an all-Irish school. But that was back in the day. And we weren't multicultural then. But now we need, you know, our children need to be educated in Japanese, Chinese, Russian, German, Spanish,
Polish,
French, you know.
Very popular. There's actually more people speak Polish in Ireland than speak Irish.
Polish.
Yeah.
We should be able to communicate with each other. But Irish, if somebody wants to speak Irish, they should go in and learn it privately. You know, that is their own business. But being compulsory, all my life, my God, I hated it.
I know, most people do. But you heard what Annette said, that it's part of our heritage. And we must preserve our heritage by more or less, I suppose, forcing people to continue to keep it going.
Sure, I mean, we ourselves are our heritage ourselves by us being. So we should be holding on unless we want to. There's nothing stopping people going off and learning it privately. But having it compulsory where it's not needed, you will never need it.
Mm-hmm.
My girls are in jobs that they never needed Irish, you know?
Yep.
So it just made it very difficult, you know? But it's especially now concerns me with our multicultural society, you know.
But why should we change everything for societies that are joining us?
No, we're not changing. We're progressing. We're going.
Well, you're not progressing if you're losing
your native. If you want to learn Irish, just go and get it done privately. Why
should
the rest of us be pulled into it?
Why should we go and learn it privately? Go and learn the other languages privately.
It is no good to us. no good to us unless we meet up with a bunch of Irish speakers and meet up for an hour, and we might feel good after it. Otherwise,
we get a sense of Irishness. I'm never going to need it unless I, you know, head off to, I don't know, the Aran Islands or the Gaeltacht or somewhere. I don't know.
Right. And I'm sure they can speak English.
Well, yeah. There's only 12,000 people in this country, I believe, who speak Irish daily who don't speak English.
That's
not a lot of people, Annette. I mean, you're never going to really be in a situation, Annette, where you have to have Irish.
Go abroad to different countries. No, you do need it.
Go abroad to different countries.
Yeah, different countries.
Give me one country that I will need Irish in that I'm not going to survive with just English.
Unless you want to be called British.
But why would I be called British? I'm not British, I'm Irish.
Because you don't speak any other language.
But nobody ever calls me British.
Well, so many people...
Unless they're confused or stupid.
No. Several times this has happened to us.
That's only because when you go away on holiday, say to America, people in America, sometimes if they're not that well educated, they believe that the only people who speak English... Are British people, but yet they speak English themselves. All right, people are asking, by the way, what are the exemptions criteria for the Irish language? Well, some of the exemption criteria, children whose primary education up to 11 years of age was received in Northern Ireland or outside of Ireland, they don't have to do Irish. Children who were enrolled in a recognised primary or post-primary school and who are now not re-enrolling again after having been abroad for at least 3 years, and the children must also be 11 years of age, do not have to do Irish. Children from abroad who have no understanding of English, who are when enrolled, who would be required to study one language, either English or Irish. In other words, when they enroll in the school, they're now studying English, which to them would be a foreign language. So in saying that, they don't have to do Irish as well. OK, keep texting. And the number is, as usual, 0871880008. I want to go to Adam as well. Stay there, please, Annette, if you can. Let me go to Adam. Adam, you're on Classic Hits. Go ahead, Adam.
How's it going, guys? Yes, I only think, I'm a Polish guy, by the way, but I only think that, look at the map of the world, only colonized countries don't have their own language. So Ireland was a big, proud country before they were colonized by English. So since they gained independence, you should keep it to fight, fight to keep alive your language, because it's a big part of your heritage, and if you... the countries without the language, their heritage is very bad. Like, and they look at the map, which country doesn't have their own language? There are poor countries with their heritage.
Yeah, but I mean, instead, we do fight to keep it alive. We spend a lot of money. We spend over €1 billion a year, you know, on Irish publications, Irish television stations, Irish radio stations, all of which have very few listeners and viewers. So we spend a lot of money trying to keep the language alive. So it's not a case of us not trying, but should we be forcing people to do it, Adam? If somebody doesn't want to learn Irish, they don't want to learn it.
Well, the Irish language is dying, so... you should do more, I hear you complaining about Irish language all the time in your radio station, and that's not doing any good, because it's not encourage people to learn, you discourage them
But it's very different, Adam. See, I mean, your situation in Poland, where the majority of people in Poland speak Polish, okay, that's a very different situation to Ireland, because, as you rightly said, we have hundreds of years of history where we were colonised, and at one point it was illegal to speak Irish in Ireland, because, of course, we were colonised by the British. So we have grown up in a generation of people who have never spoken Irish or who don't speak Irish. And because we're such a small country with a small, economically, we rely on countries like the UK and America and English-speaking countries. We live by the English language.
Yeah, but example of Welsh people, it shows you that it could be done. Like, Welsh people also been colonized by English, and they keep alive their language. So it could be done, you know?
Yeah, but I think the Welsh situation is slightly different. They seem to be more passionate about their language. The Scottish people, what about the Scottish people? They had their own language at one stage as well. They were speaking a version of Gaelic, similar to the Irish Gaelga. They had their own language, so they've lost that.
They did lost it, but they have such a different accent, maybe.
It's kind of hard to understand them at the best of times. Yeah, absolutely. But in saying that, Adam, in this country, more people speak Polish than speak Irish. You know?
Yeah, it's because we have Polish population here. But no, we should keep your language alive for any cost, because if it dies, it dies. And without your language,
Well, okay, let me ask you a question. You're living in Ireland, so you've embraced yourself in the Irish culture. Do you speak Irish?
Well, scrunchah.
Okay, but have you made an attempt to learn Irish?
Well, no, but I only respect if somebody speaks Irish. I respect him very much because I know I'm talking to patriot people because I think patriot people will learn Irish.
Yeah, but he's no good to you, Adam, because you don't understand what he's saying.
No, but I don't have to. I'm Polish, I don't have to. I'm patriot for my own country, which is Poland, so I don't have to be patriotic for Irish because it's not making any sense,
Okay, we'll stay there. I mean, you've heard what he said there, and I mean, here's a man from Poland, Annette, and he's basically saying, you have to keep your identity. Are you there, Annette? Sorry, is Annette gone?
I'm talking.
I'm
here.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, you heard what he said, that we have to keep our identity.
And I think he's perfectly right, and that's what I think a lot of the children's attitude to Irish is from the parents of the era where they, like my father, could never speak Irish. It was banned when he was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a carry on from, history and everything else. It has caused us to lose the love of Irish. But I think when you take it in through culture and spoken language rather than grammatical language, that the children will get to love it. But they need support from home.
Well, stay there for a second because I want to go to Finn. Finn, you're on Classic Kids. Finn, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Well, here I have a Polish man on the radio telling me that I should be speaking Irish and that our children need to speak Irish. Is he right?
I think the Irish language, when spoken, is beautiful. I remember that lady that used to come on to you last year that used to speak Irish and you used to try and speak back to her. But like Annette just said, if people have fallen out of love with the language, I mean, you go to any public office now and there's greetings in Polish, there's greetings in Spanish, there's no Irish greeting written up behind the wall. There's no very little instructions. And I think that it shouldn't be made compulsory because students are under enough pressure to study for subjects that will benefit them in later life.
I think it's more important for a student in this country currently, in the climate at the moment, to know Polish than know Irish, because he's going to meet more Polish people than he will Irish.
Hopefully now we'll have this conversation in 15 years' time when you won't need anything. You won't need Irish to qualify as anything, and it will be phased out anyway. So to have it compulsory is a waste of 40 minutes of a day that a teacher could be teaching something else.
I mean, realistically, Adam, when a kid, completes secondary school in this country and they want to go for a college course in sciences or computers or whatever it happens to be, and on the list of subjects that they must have to do that course is Irish, you might as well have Polish on it because it's of no value to them.
No, it's not about value. It's about to keep alive. You have a responsibility to your ancestors to keep it alive.
But why have I got a responsibility?
Because
I think
turning up and down in grave for what they were dying for your country, for the languages, and now you don't want to learn it because it's not good to you. You have to as the Irish man needs to jab, I think. Sorry, thank you.
Yeah, sorry, Finn, you want to say something?
I think he has a point. The Irish language, like I said, the Irish language should be kept alive, but it can't be forced upon people. It's up to somebody to make it. Like, you remember when you're a bit older than I am, but there was Gaeltacht, there was different regions of different Irish. There was different, like in Italy, they had different regions spoke a different dialect.
Yes.
They spoke a different dialect. That's all gone now. There was times when you went up to Galway and they spoke a different Irish than they did down south, vice versa. But I think if somebody is passionate about join an Irish club, get more of those, like you said, TG Carr, spend a fortune. Nobody watches it.
No.
And half the time, there's people speaking.
Oh, hold on. There's a fan of TG Carr on the line. Sorry, Annette.
Oh, absolutely. TG Carr has some brilliant programs.
Yeah, well, you and your mates are probably watching it, but there's very few other people watching it.
No, but they turn on RTE and you get so many repeats, I'm sick of it.
Well, I mean, if you want TG Carr, they have subtitles anyway from a lot of the stuff. But the thing about it is, Annette, when you look at the ratings for, say, TG Carr, or when you look at the ratings for Radio na Gaeltacht, the ratings don't justify the amount of money that's spent on them.
I wouldn't quibble over spending on our national identity.
You wouldn't quibble over spending other people's tax money?
Well, I'd rather spend it on Irish identity than on foreign identity.
Yeah, but Annette, with respect to you, if TG Carr was a hotel or a pub, it would be closed down long ago because it's just not making money. There's nobody watching.
And so would Radio na Gaeltacht and most of the other Irish things that we do.
Yeah.
You know, so they aren't viable. I understand the reason for them, Annette, but they're not viable financially.
Well, at the rate things are going, like, it's all Dublin and the Dublin metropolis, if you'd like to put it that way. Everything is valued by what they think in the East Coast. The rural areas are totally forgotten about. We have lots of pockets of people who never speak a word of English.
But there's 12,000. Hang on. Well, okay, the figures are, there's 12,000 people in this country who claim they don't speak any English. Okay? 12,000. Yes. That's out of a population of 4.7 million people.
I remember going to school in secondary school in Galway, and there were some children that arrived there in first year and secondary, and they couldn't speak a word of English.
And that's fine, yeah, and that's just the way they were raised. That's okay.
But do you mean by stopping teaching?
Mind you, I personally, by the way, to bring up a child who doesn't speak English in this country, I believe that is neglectful.
It's not neglectful.
Absolutely it is. If you bring up your child not speaking English, I think that's neglectful.
English very fast. And
English is more important than Irish.
Those girls that I knew came in first year without a word of English.
Okay, well, let me ask you an honest question, right? 2019, do you believe that English is less important than Irish? Honestly, Annette.
Honestly, I would think it's less important than Irish.
Ah, stop. How can I win an argument with that one now? You know what I mean?
You won't win an argument there now.
Sorry, yeah, Finn?
It's amazing that you see, like, my employer's daughter, she's 9, she's from Italy, and she has 4 languages now, she's only 9 years of age. But it's because they've come here and they've settled, and they've taken up with her English and her Italian. Her Irish is very good, and her French is very good, but Irish kids will go in and learn English faster, and they might take up French, but they won't take up learning the Irish language. And simply because, like I said, in 10 years' time, it's not going to be as important as it was 10 years ago.
Yeah, sorry, by the way, Adam.
Yes?
In Poland, what other languages do you learn in school? You learn English and Russian?
Polish and Russian, but it was back in communist time when we was under the Russian occupation, so we have to learn Russian.
Am I right in saying that in a lot of the countries, the Eastern European countries, Russian would be a mutual language that most would understand?
Well, people who were going to the school back in those days have to learn Russian, and all the East European countries will learn Russian. It was obligated, yeah. Unfortunately.
So, if you meet any of your colleagues from other Eastern European countries, if you both speak Russian, there's a good chance you'll understand each other.
But they have to be old like me who are going to the school, because new days they don't do it now.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
People communicate it. But can I just say, if maybe Niall, sorry to attack you, but if the Irish radio presenters will be promoting more Irish language, maybe the situation will change and more people will learn Irish language. But you only, I can hear it in your radio station, you discourage people, you're only moaning about it. But
I'm not moaning about it. I don't believe it's important.
If you said anything good, you only say bad stuff about it. So if you start from yourself and start saying good stuff, maybe more people will learn, no?
But what can I say? I mean, I did say good stuff. I said I'd like to be able to speak Irish. I just don't see the benefit.
But you said 99% bad stuff and a little bit good. You only discourage people to learn. Like,
I'm not discouraging people. I'm just telling you, it's not important.
Niall, why don't you do half an hour of your show in Irish one day and see how many people ring in? And then your boss will be saying, what did you do that for? You've lost a half an hour of listenership.
Not maybe like this, but just saying good stuff or something. I don't know.
Well, Adam, would you be listening in if I was speaking in Irish?
No, I need a translator. I wouldn't understand you. But you could start from saying good stuff about it. That they're not bad. Like, that would be the beginning.
All right. Well, stay there for a second. Let me just go to, let me see. Anastasia.
Yeah, I'm here.
Good, Anastasia. Where are you from, Anastasia?
Originally from Russia, but I grew up in Lithuania.
Oh, okay. All right. And you believe the Irish language should be kept?
Yes, I think so.
I'm getting a schooling here from a Polish person, and obviously somebody from originally from Lithuania, telling me that we should have the Irish language compulsory.
Yes, because I believe that the grammar of the language influences the identity of the nation. I was watching the documentary of Stephen Fry, and he said a very interesting thing. Like, for example, a bridge in English, it's an it. It's a subject. It's not a female or a male, just a subject. So we look at it as a subject.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember for sure, but I think he said in Italian, it's a female. So when you ask an Italian person to describe the beach, they would say it's romantic in the evening, in the mist. So they look at it different way. When you ask a Russian person, in Russian, the bridge is a male.
A bridge so is a male?
Yes, it is a male.
All right, okay.
Subjects are either female or male in Russian language.
And why is so that?
Come again?
Why is that? I wasn't aware of that.
The grammar of the language. The grammar of the language is like that.
Oh, okay, all right.
But the bridge is a male. It's sturdy, it's concrete. So we'll look at the bridge completely different to Italian person.
Okay, because the bridge is seen as something more masculine.
Yes. And okay. The same.
Oh, by the way, what's a car? Is a car considered to be masculine or female? Female, I imagine.
It's female. In Russian, it's female.
Yeah, because everybody calls a car a she.
Yeah.
Well, traditionally, so, things like boats were always considered to be
Irish
she's.
People don't know the grammar of the Irish language. They lose on identity of whatever make them Irish.
But, and I'm not disagreeing with you, that there's a romantic notion that knowing the language is nice. I understand the heritage and everything that goes along with it. But in saying that, why force people to do it if they don't want to do it?
Well, it shouldn't be forced. Nothing should be forced.
Well, it is being forced. That's the whole question, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think it should become, like, you should learn it compulsory.
But that's forcing. That's forcing.
No,
yeah.
Your own language is not forcing. It should be normal. Like, what is the other way? So you're telling me there is no other way? The case is closed?
Well, you don't have a choice. The case is closed. If you go into school in this country and you're in secondary school and you're Irish, you must learn Irish. You've no choice.
So Irish language has to die. There is nothing to save him. We cannot help.
If we gave people a choice tomorrow, I think certainly a lot of people would choose not to do it, Anastasia.
Yeah. I actually can say, like what Adam was saying, that the Russian language was a compulsory for all the republics that were occupied by Russia back in the days.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not anymore, so people lost the language that was uniting them all. Well, even though they were complaining at the time that the Russian forced in their language, but we all had the language, this common language that we could speak.
We
there is not that thing anymore.
We prefer English and have a common language with somebody else than Russian. This was we were forced to be.
But you are referring to countries, you know, in the Eastern Bloc and Eastern Europe, where, you know, English is not their primary language. In Ireland, English is our primary language, not Irish.
They forced it on you.
But our national language right now is English. It's not Irish.
Because they forced it on you. But since you gained independence 8 years ago, you should.
Well, that's never going to change. If, for example, Irish or Gaeilge became our first language and became the national language, we would do ourselves out of so much business. We would have foreign companies wouldn't want to invest here anymore.
I'm sorry, I'm not that clever to think of the ways how we should preserve it, no. But I'm sure there is some ways, okay? I'm sure the case is not closed. Like, I wouldn't give you any ideas, but the case is not closed. You're giving up already.
I'm giving up. Yeah. But, I mean, do you understand the point I'm trying to make, Anastasia? That, you know, if Ireland suddenly tomorrow, you know, we all decided, let's all speak Irish and English would be our second language and we kind of spoke broken English, similar to yourself, and no disrespect to yourself and Adam, who speaks very good English, but it is broken English, all right?
Yeah.
We wouldn't survive as well economically as we are surviving at the moment because we...
Correct.
Because you've got all these foreign companies, they invest in Ireland, they put their head offices in Ireland because we're an English-speaking country.
Yes. And it should be two languages. Like, there shouldn't be one in front of the other. They should be equally important.
Mm-hmm.
English language doesn't die. There is no choice of choosing only one. It's two.
Say that again, Adam.
There is not a matter of choice. If you choose Irish, English have to die. You can use two of them. There is, English doesn't have to die if you start spoke Irish. I'm sure English will be a big part of it.
Okay. Well, let me just take a break. I'm going to come to Aisling after the break as well. Keep texting. You can WhatsApp us or text us at 087-188-0000. I plan to move on, but I'll keep this going for another 10 or 15 minutes. So many people are interested. A journal poll today, after the news story came out today, that a lot of people are going to psychologists and psychiatrists to have their children labelled just to get them off from speaking Irish, even though they're doing other languages. Because, of course, Irish is a compulsory language in this country. You've heard both Anastasia and Adam putting up quite a good argument, considering they're not even Irish themselves, as to why Irish should be retained as a compulsory language to keep our heritage, just like they fought for the heritages of their countries. I'm asking you, do you believe Irish should be a compulsory language? Let me know. All right, keep texting or WhatsApping 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. And let me know what you think should it be retained. Aisling, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Aisling?
Hi, how are you?
Good. You have an 11-year-old who has autism. And basically, I'm sure is finding it quite difficult to grasp the Irish language, or indeed any language can be difficult, of course, when you have autism. You're trying to get her exempt and you're not having any luck.
Absolutely not even being entertained, to be quite honest with you. He received his diagnosis when he was 6. He's now 11. That's how long I've been trying to get an exemption for him. And so this whole kind of thing of, you know, people going to psychologists and getting diagnosis for exemptions. Well, my son has a diagnosis and we can't get an exemption.
You have a genuine diagnosis, not a fraudulent one. Yeah, I mean, I know it was in the news today that people are doing it. Now, I got my daughter one. She has dyspraxia many years ago. She's had that exemption all her life. She's nearly finished school now.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the response you've been getting when you're producing I assume you produce your psychologist's report or whatever it is you have to produce your...
Basically, the kind of response is, it has to meet a certain criteria and, you know, he's not meeting that criteria. Like, even though he's struggling with it, it's kind of done whatever way they do it. You know, they can ask. Basically, what the last thing I've been told is that they can ask for an assessment with a school psychologist this year.
Yeah.
Who's completely backlogged, so it might not happen till next year. But that they don't like giving exemptions. They're more in line with the Board of Education, so they wouldn't be quite willing to give an exemption. So my concern for my son is, like, okay, he's in primary school now, and yes, he's struggling with the Irish language. He can take to it, and it has knocked his confidence. I find it does knock his confidence.
Of course it would, yeah.
My biggest concern is now when he goes to secondary school and where he has to start doing, like, you know, the junior cert on the Irish and the even cert on the Irish.
If he's not dealing with it now, he's not going to deal with it any better as he gets older, no.
I just don't think it should be compulsory. I really don't. I think... I understand that people have a love of the Irish language, and if they choose to speak it, that's absolutely fantastic. But we are where we are, and Irish isn't our main language. English is our main language. And I just think that we have to move with the times, and it shouldn't be compulsory. It should be you opt in if you want to do it, your child to do Irish. And if they're struggling with it, that you can opt out of it. And I'd rather see that time used on another subject that will benefit our children. I'd rather it be used on computer science or STEM subjects. Something that will actually benefit their future and careers. Irish, I don't think, is going to.
Well, hang on a second, because Thomas, you're on Classic Hits. You've been listening to that story there from Aisling. A lot of parents find themselves in the same situation, you know, where their children struggle.
Yeah, well, in common sense things, as regards to like that, where a child cannot actually grasp languages in general, as opposed to the Irish language in particular, common sense should apply, and they should be given exemptions, like 100%. But that does not mean that for the rest of children that they should be denied parts of their heritage. And it isn't
nobody's been denied anything.
It's not denied if the parents make a choice at the start to opt in or opt out. They're not being denied anything. It's the parents' choice whether they think that the child should give their time to the Irish language or use it on another subject.
Well, you could apply that to everything. Some people have an issue with the Irish language. Some people have an issue with Irish identity. Some people have an issue as regards to Catholics or Christian identities, all that kind of thing. And some people want to get rid of religion. Some people want to get rid of Irish, whatever. In your particular
situation, I now have the option these days to send my child to a religious school or a non-religious school. The option is there.
Yeah, now, as regards your child having a communication difficulty as regards languages, 1,000%, you should get exemption. Any Irish language activist or person who approves of Irish languages should have that. The other thing I think for the Irish language, okay, it should be depoliticised. We see Lynn Irvine there in the north bringing the Irish language to the unionist community. So
that's right, yeah. It took a government down, essentially.
That is a massive thing. So the only problem it used to have was it was divisive because it was excluding a good third of the people of the island of Ireland.
that.
Yeah, but the biggest problem we have at the moment, Thomas, is that you have students who are otherwise incredibly intelligent students, right, who have no interest in the language for whatever reason, right, and don't do particularly well at it, want to get a college course, let's say, for example, in computer science, and part of what they need for that college course is the Irish language, which they will never use in the college course. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, as I say, the Irish language thing goes beyond college courses, right? It goes as regards people having a sense of place in the world and having a sense of identity. You look anywhere across...
Thomas.
You look at Flanders...
I haven't got a clue. I don't speak any Irish. I still have a sense of what the world is about. I'm still Irish.
You look at Flanders and Belgium. You tell the Flemish people they shouldn't speak Flemish. Look at the Walloon people.
Yeah, but the majority of people do speak Flemish.
It's their first language.
Standard Dutch. They speak standard Dutch. They don't actually speak the traditional Flemish.
Well, I suppose you could argue as well that people don't speak Bavarian in Germany or Ireland.
Exactly. I got friends in Denham once there in
But they are people. But they are people who choose to do it. By the way.
Well, the greater majority of Irish, if they had the opportunity of being taught correct in school, which is the major problem.
Well, that's a bigger problem
as
well, yeah.
In school, we have been taught how to read and write before we can speak. How is anybody going to get a love for a language when they cannot communicate it as regards speech? You've been taught towards an exam as opposed to being taught for a language that is going to give you a sense of identity outside of the school and beyond the school.
But Thomas, look at the money we spend in this country trying to encourage people to continue speaking the language. And yet, it still doesn't work.
We find money for banks, don't we? If the banks came around tomorrow...
I'm just saying you can't... But you can't keep throwing money at a problem.
Yes, we can, because there are some things that are very important to a country. Its identity, its heritage and its language are some of them.
Well, okay, I agree with you, by the way, but in other levels of politics, we don't seem to believe our heritage is that important. But stay there for a second, because Emma, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Emma?
Hi, I'm grand, thanks, yourself.
Good. Emma, you've mixed views on this.
Yeah, I am from... Obviously, I'm not born in Ireland myself.
Okay.
I'm Nigerian, but I've been living here for the past 12, 13 years now.
Okay.
I started in school when I was 5, so that's like primary school, first class, and I've done Irish right up until even sir for high level. And
so can I ask you, when you came to Ireland first, you were speaking English, obviously?
Of course, yeah, I was speaking English.
Okay,
yeah.
And what in Nigeria, by the way, what languages are spoken generally?
There's a diverse amount of languages. There's like Yoruba, Hausa, Igbo, so...
So everybody mutually speaks English as well?
Yeah, everybody mutually speaks English, but they speak also their like traditional tribal language, yeah. So.
Okay, all right, okay. Yeah. So you had a lot of languages going on in your head.
Yeah,
okay,
the thing is, when I first of all thought, what is really the point in learning Irish? Because nobody really speaks it, except for like if you go to the Gaeltacht area.
Yeah.
But I think that their language as well should be upheld because, it's part of Irish heritage, part of Irish culture. Now, I understand that there's people who, they might not have the capacity to learn a language, and I know that there were students who, like in my years, like they're like naturally Irish, but they ended up getting an exemption, or they did ordinary level, or they did foundation. And I think that at least still, if you're not going to do it at higher level, because a higher level is quite hard.
It is difficult, yeah.
It is quite hard, and I think that if you're going, I think it should still be upheld.
Irish now, Emma?
I don't, but the thing is,
you tried.
When I do like. People don't think it's common for migrants to be speaking Irish. But I don't speak Irish, but I think that when I do hear people speaking Irish, I'm like, oh yeah, I used to,
Okay, you have
to
a fair
that.
Idea what they might be talking about.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, I'm pretty much the same. I don't really speak it, but if I hear somebody speaking Irish, I kind of have an idea what they're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. See, the thing is, I'm not saying, it would be nice for it to be compulsory.
Nice is good.
But in reality, it can't.
No.
So I just think that coming from my perspective and how I learned it right up until leaving, so I kind of take pride in it. I mean, I think that in that sense, it should be upheld for that reason.
Okay, sorry, let me get back to Thomas. Thomas, I'm almost embarrassed that I have a Nigerian lady on the phone telling me that she probably speaks more Irish than I do. But in saying that, Thomas, it shouldn't be compulsory.
I think it should be compulsory because if you're taken away from being compulsory, the same as I'm taking history, I was being compulsory. None of the schools are going to start promoting it, and we're going to do more damage to our culture than the British did in 800 years. Like, we have to remember that the biggest guy who had an impact on destroying the Irish language in this country was Dan O'Connell. He wanted the Irish to speak English
so that we would look civilised in the eyes of the English. Right?
I understood the point he was making. I don't think he was making the same point I'm thinking of. But currently at the moment, the way the world works and this global village that we live in, and that we have to be part of this something bigger. As an Ireland, you know, an independent country,
we are
financially we probably wouldn't survive.
We are already part of it, right? You go out to places in France, right? I remember when...
Don't compare France to Ireland.
Everybody should learn French. Well, we can, because what I'm talking about is Britain.
No, but people, you can't compare France and Germany and Spain and the language to the way we learn Irish, because it's a very different situation, because they all speak French, they all speak Spanish, and they all speak German.
Yeah, but where you have areas trying to hold on to their heritage, such as Brittany. In Brittany, you have two languages. You have the Gallo, which is a Latin language, halfway between French and Latin. And in the west of the country, then, you have Breton, which is very similar to Welsh or Cornish. They have the very, very same issues. And they only come from a time where it wasn't too long ago since it was illegal to speak Breton and Gallo.
All right, well, listen, I have to wrap it up. Before I go, I wish you well, by the way, Aisling, trying to get that exemption for your daughter.
Thank you.
And you've tried every kind of route.
I'm just now waiting.
Your son.
Yeah, I'm just waiting on the school psychologist.
Yeah.
But I'm not holding out any hope, basically.
All right, okay.
So, you know.
Keep trying. Keep knocking on doors. Get on to the Department of Education.
Don't worry, I'll keep fighting. Go fight until he gets that exemption.
All right, okay.
I'm not having him struggling for the next 6 years.
No, that would be awful. Yeah. All right, listen, thanks very much indeed, and I wish you well, Rennie. On the way, going to brighten up the afternoon for you is Enda Murphy, because poor old Damien is in bed sick, and I'll talk to you again tonight at 9 o'clock.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.